Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
So CNAs.
Oh, yes.
It's quite a need right now, and it's one of the more unique times for needing CNAs because it's not just your the lack of people, but also the certification, and there's issues with that. So could you talk about your need for CNAs right now?
You want me to take this one?
Yeah.
Yes, you can take it. This is your expertise.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if you've heard there's a little epidemic going around. It's called COVID.
Yeah, my gosh.
It really kind of hit some of the schools, especially Carl Sandburg and Galesburg High School, that have two amazing programs for CNA certification. Mm-hmm. And it was hard for those kids that, I shouldn't say kids, young adults to finish that program because it's such a hands-on. And as we're seeing, you know, going into this fall, that we're a little nervous also with what are the schools going to do for these hands-on type of training.
Right.
So the pool has been a little bit smaller than usual, and we're seeing that across the board in any healthcare facility, hospitals, everywhere. So it's CNAs are not a dime in a dozen. They are they're hard to find right now. So I think you'll be hearing, especially all over the place, CNAs wanted, CNAs wanted. So that's our big push right now. But we're trying to figure out ways to grow that program internally. And so what we've done is it's called a Helping Hands program. Mm-hmm. And I kind of smile because it's kind of like back in my day, remember the, was it Candy Striper?
Candy Stripers.
Yep. And that's kind of what it is. You know, you're one-on-one help with the residents, patients, and you're not doing the you're not transferring individuals. You're not doing certain things that requires that certification, but you are such a helping hand. That's why we called it that, because those call lights go off, and typically it's, hey, can you help me with my cell phone? Calling my kid, or can't find my remote, or can you get me some water, or here's, you know, where's my Kleenex. So a lot of those call lights can be answered by those helping hands and really free up our CNAs also. So that's why we started this Helping Hand program. But in turn, in order to get into that program, you want to be a CNA. So that they're telling us, yeah, this is something I'm interested in. So we hire a person as a helping hand. We actually pay for them to become a CNA. Mm-hmm. We pay for most of their cost. And then they in turn start working for us. We've had such success with this program. Just this year, we had two ladies in our facility get their RN, and they started out. One started out as a receptionist. She was in activities. She was in our bounce back room. I mean, she's been everywhere. But we've helped them reach their goals by helping with tuition reimbursement. So that's where I think seminary is a little bit different. We're really starting out at the ground level, saying, here, start with us, and we'll help you succeed through.
That's wonderful. Now, because Sandburg and all the and Galesburg High School, those programs are so kind of up in the air. Do you have any idea if they're going to,
you know,
this fall?
I hope so. But I also do know that there's a couple helping hands right now with us that are actually going to start an online.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, with clinical, with that, we're trying to figure all that out. But seminary is fortunate to be one of the clinical sites for Galesburg High School and Carl Sandburg College. So they come to learn from us. So we're working with those online programs also to let them do their clinicals with
us. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, do you have helping hands in all three of your facilities there at Seminary Village?
No, in my building at Seminary Estates, we don't have nurses and CNAs.
Okay.
It's independent living.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But in Hawthorne,
and assisted,
you do.
No, help. Assisted living is personal assistance.
Sure.
And they are in each neighborhood.
I
so,
see.
Yeah, there's
gotcha.
Even another level of care there that you can go into.
So how do people find out more about the Helping Hand program?
Call us, talk to us. You know, we were trying to put our heads together the other day. I'm like, I'd love to have a party. But you can't.
No.
You can't have anything. So it's, you know, so we're trying to figure out ways to really get that word out. We're doing a lot on Facebook. We'll hopefully start Instagram soon. But if you have a question, just give us a call at the office. Go online, seminaryvillage.com. contact HR or myself, and we'll walk you through it.
Darcy Thorpe is the marketing director of Seminary Village. Megan Brown is the manager of Seminary States, our guests in this hour. Thank you both for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you. Thank you.
Such good friends of the radio station. You've been around for a long, long time. How long have you both been with RFMS?
I've been going on 11 years now.
Okay.
And I started out in the Seminary Manor and Bounce Back Building, and then I've been over at Seminary Estates for the last 4 years, going on 5 years, actually.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
You've always been here.
Exactly.
That's right. And Darcy's been.
I have a story.
Yes.
I've been going on 11 years, but Megan laughs at me because I'm like, I've been here longer. I did take about 8 month vacation.
Yeah.
Then missed it and went back. Yeah, we're not going to call it a vacation. And I came back. I missed it. I missed the people.
Right.
Missed the, yeah.
That's right.
It gets
in
your blood.
That's
it
right.
It really
yeah.
does.
Well, let's
yeah.
talk about RFMS. This is started with Mr. Fike, but back in the 80s, right?
Right. Fike had this, Don Fike had this vision to start more of a continuum of care type of campus, which was really a visionary at the time. And of course, he's from Galesburg, so everybody knows him. And he built that out there, got the land. It was the, mental hospital before and
the research hospital out there.
So he built the three buildings and kind of started this whole continuum of care idea that's went crazy across the nation. From there, we call ourselves a mothership. He built us. And then he's built over 14 others in the state of Illinois. He's built quite a few in Florida now, too. And they are like the Taj Mahal. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
We're in Iowa. We're in Nevada. So we're everywhere. And our RFMS, his corporation, is actually right here in Galesburg. And I probably have a few people from corporate that are listening right now. And I always say that, the best thing about it is our corporate's right here. The worst thing about it is our corporate's right here. So we just laugh about that because we are a facility that trains a lot of the individuals nationwide. So it's kind of fun to see different perspectives and help them out with that.
Yes.
Now, since this is Seminary Village, it's not Seminary Village in the other areas. It's there's Liberty Village.
Okay. Most of them are called Liberty Village. We are the only one that's
the
different.
Only seminary. Yeah.
Seminary Village. So again, it kind of makes us stand out. But yeah, there's one in Pekin, Peoria, Peru, Princeton, Carbondale, Marion. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But it's just it's pretty heavy.
And the headquarters are on South Farnham Street.
Yes. Yeah, in that old school building. Yeah.
So tell us about Seminary Village, and you talk about this continuum of care. Could you kind of dig into that a little bit?
I'll let Megan start with that.
Well, with the continuum of care, Seminary Estates building is an independent living building.
Right.
So in the real plan of things would be to start at Seminary Estates, come in and live independently. We have a couple little things to take off your back from living in your home. We have two meals a day served. We have housekeeping with a linen service, all utilities, cable, Wi-Fi, everything's included.
Really?
With the cost, and it's month to month. So in the big plan would be come and live with me and until you're unable to live independently, and then step down to our assisted living.
So Seminary States, though, it's just a little bit of help, right? Just like you said, to take care of the you don't have to shovel your driveway.
You don't have to shovel your driveway. You don't have to
mow the yard or anything.
Mow your yard. Right. You don't have to do maintenance.
You don't have to lift a finger.
You don't have to lift a finger, We like to spoil them.
Yes.
We do. It's the best of both worlds.
That's
you
right.
can come into my facility and you can be as private as you like in your apartments, but yet you step outside that door and there's always someone to have a cup of coffee, have a conversation with.
Yeah.
Even during COVID, we're safe. We're being safe. We're social distancing. We're wearing masks. But the life there has not changed a whole lot during this pandemic. We're still able to socialize.
Sure. How many floors do you
have? We have two floors.
Okay.
And one elevator to, go up and down. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It is wonderful.
Now, Seminary States was built when at the same time of all three? Or
it was built second, and okay. then Hawthorne was built right after that.
So Manor was first, Seminary Manor was first, then Seminary Estates, then Hawthorne. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how many people, how many apartments do you have at Seminary Estates?
I have 75 apartments.
Okay.
So
great.
We've got a lot of couples. We've got a lot of singles. It's just a wonderful way
it's
to
fun.
Live, especially
I
with what's
live
going
way.
On. And it is fun. It is fun every single day there.
We were just saying they're outside right now, just all.
They're all out in the courtyard.
6 feet
enjoying
apart.
Yeah. themselves, having cups of coffee, talking about the day. You know, what better way to start your day than with your friends?
Yeah.
Darcy Thorpe is the marketing director of Seminary Village. Megan Brown is the manager of Seminary States, our guests in this hour of Galesburg Live, talking about a Seminary Village and this continuum of care. And we're talking about Seminary Estates, where it's just a way to kind of start if you need, well, you don't want to live at home and anymore. You don't want to have all the pressures, the stuff of owning a home, the mowing
exactly.
and the shoveling and the everything
if
else.
You just want to come and enjoy life,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You
can
don't
still
have
your car.
You can still have your car. Yeah. You can drive. You can come
right.
and go as much as you want.
You're independent.
We're just taking all that off your shoulders.
That's
cooking,
right.
cleaning, maintenance.
Right.
You know, come and enjoy the time you have.
Right. And again, I wanted to stress this that we kind of, I don't want to say we glossed over it, but it's month to month, paying month to month.
Yes, it is
for the children of older parents, that's actually a really great benefit.
Yes.
It is. It is.
It's uncommon.
It is very uncommon. Yeah. When you get to the bigger areas, you have buy-ins and you're putting out all
sure.
kinds of money. In this environment, you just come, pay month to month, and if you decide you don't want to stay with us, you know, we ask for a 60-day written notice.
Sure.
And if not, when you're ready to step down to assisted living, then that, even the 60-day written notice is waived.
Well, and for the children of older parents, you want to make sure that mom likes it.
Yeah,
exactly.
And you don't
want to
be locked into a year
exactly.
or two.
That's why we have the short-term stays, too.
That's right.
We have short-term stays any time of the year, but during winter, we seem to have a lot of people that come and do a winter stay with us.
Yeah.
There's two benefits to that. They're not stuck in the home out in the country with the weather. They can come in. They have socialization. They can try out the lifestyle. You know, we have many people that come in for a winter stay or a short-term stay that stay with us continually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got someone with me right now that came in for a winter stay, and it's August, and they're still with me.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, they just want to try it out. Like
right.
you said, it's independent living. You're on your own, basically.
Yeah.
But then you start to need a little help, and that's where this continuum of care comes into play. And then we have an opportunity to stay there at Seminary Village by going to Hawthorne Inn where you can get a little bit more help.
A little
help.
Bit more assistance.
And that's assisted living.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about Hawthorne.
Hawthorne Inn assisted living facility has 68 beds. And they are just like assisted living started, what, about 20 years ago now? So it's kind of a gray area still. And we also have supportive living with Kensington downtown here. But the Hawthorne Inn there has different neighborhoods. And I don't, if you've never been in there, of course, sorry you can't come visit right now, but once COVID's over, please come visit. And these four different neighborhoods they come together to what we call a town square. And it does look like Little Caesars in Las Vegas. The roof or the ceiling is a sky. So you feel like you're actually in a downtown area. There's a little coffee shop, there's a beautician, there's a restaurant, there's a library. I mean, it's super cute. So they feel like they're outside when they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, that is so important.
Yeah.
So they're able to be there. They get those three meals a day. They have a personal assistant on each neighborhood. We actually have a memory care unit there also.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I mean, we help families figure out, because we do have two memory cares on our campus, but we help families figure out, you know, what level of care are we at for memory care? So we'll help them kind of figure out. And with Hawthorne, it's more of, we're afraid that they're eloping, kind of beginning forgetfulness, you know, just a little bit confusion where we're really nervous about them being at home alone.
Right.
So that's our memory care unit over at Hawthorne.
Darcy Thorpe is the marketing director of Seminary Village. Megan Brown is the manager of Seminary Estates, our guests in this hour of Galesburg Live. It's just assisted living, just as when you just need a little bit of help. It's not intense care.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But just, you know, I'm afraid to take a shower by myself. Yeah. I could fall. Yeah. Or I just need a little help walking down to the dining room. Mm-hmm. Each neighborhood actually has a living space. It's kind of a common area. So it's a common dining room area, a living room area. If they want toast at 3 a.m, they can walk out there and they got their own kitchen at 3 a.m. You know, someone will help them with that, thank goodness. But and then they have their own living area, which is, it's a larger, it's kind of like a little efficiency. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's their bedroom and a restroom and, you know, TV and whatever they need. They can bring a few things from home, and we've had people want to move in.
Sure.
So it's like, whoa, it's a lot of stuff.
And again, your memory care for those who are in the first stages, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's, that kind of thing. And they just need a little bit of
extra help.
Peace of mind for the family members. Yeah.
And if you know, Bridget Teal is the manager there. And if you know Bridget Teal, you know your mom or dad are going to be super safe.
Best hands possible.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that continuum of care. So maybe after they've been at Hawthorne and they start to need a little more care than what Hawthorne can provide, then Seminary Manor is there.
Yes, we do have our long-term at Seminary Manor. And I kind of want to halt right there and say our goal, though, our number one goal is to age in place.
Yeah.
So if you are at Seminary States and you are independent, we are going to do everything in our power to keep you at Seminary Estates.
Right.
The worst thing for us is to say you have to move from that facility, that from Estates to Hawthorne. It's really hard on individuals. So that's our number one goal. We do everything from activities, exercises. You know, there's pre-COVID and now what's going on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's certain things we can and can't do right now, but we still really push exercise and healthy living. So then there's the manor, which is our long-term care. Again, we have a memory care over there also. Right. It's I smile when I go down there. And that is hard to say because I've been to a lot of other memory care units, and it's sad. But we have the most amazing staff that are so well-trained and qualified. They keep that place just hopping. The activities during the day from first thing in the morning to, I always say God bless you if you work back in that memory unit because you are getting your paycheck back there.
It's so bright and beautiful back there. It's just,
they have
own. It does. Yeah. It makes you smile. You
dining room, living room, smiling. Huge living room, big outdoor area. And again, this COVID, it's been hard on trying to keep them social distance, and you know, it's kind of, I'm not putting them down or anything, or a kindergarten down, but it is like having a kindergartner trying with that mask.
And, right.
If any teacher needs some help on how to help with that, I'm sure the nurses back there can help you out with how we keep those masks on.
Darcy Thorpe is the marketing director of Seminary Village. Megan Brown is the manager of Seminary Estates. And we're going to talk about COVID here in our next segment because it's been a long several months, but you've worked so hard to do that. But part of Seminary Manor is a bounce back.
Yes.
And that's a big part of what you do.
That's a huge part.
Where you've created a brand for rehab.
It's been, it's been about 11 years and we've really seen it grown. We've had a lot of changes, a lot of regulation changes, but our little therapy gym was like in a closet. Then it went to a bigger room. Then it went to a bigger room. And then they built on once, they built on twice. So now it's like this huge gymnasium of equipment. And the therapy staff, they are through Azer. They're amazing. Yeah. Most of them have been there 5+ years. We've got story after story where doctor said I would never walk, and guess what? They're walking out of there. So it's, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's got to be hard working there. It's not, because you see so many positive cases go through that door. Yeah. Last year we saw over 600 patients in bounce back.
My gosh.
That was the biggest year ever, but we've got it to a science where you come in and we're going to start discharging you the day you come in.
Yeah.
We're going to figure out what you need at home. We're going to figure out what home health we can get you with. We're going to get you on a rigorous therapy plan. And, you know, some people are scared of it, but they end up loving it. We're going to figure out what you need to succeed. So you know, national average right now is about 47 days for rehab. That's anything from a hip to a heart attack to a knee.
Yeah.
47 days. We're at 18. I mean, it's just, they've got it down to a science. They know what they're doing. So, and you know, it's not, people don't want to come. That's the last thing they want
to
do.
They feel like they're going to
go to a nursing home.
I don't
want to
go to a nursing home.
Exactly.
No,
that word just makes my, it reminds me of 1970s nursing homes or the horrible lawyer commercials you hear in the morning. It's like, oh.
That's right.
But no, it's real upbeat. It's got, you know, the, a lot of love, a lot of, no, we can't hug anymore, but you can feel it. So I'm proud of Bounce Back. It's
definitely
come a long way.
We want to take our last segment here to talk about, well, the news of the year, COVID-19.
What's that?
Yes.
It really affected you folks and everyone in healthcare.
Yeah.
Very hard.
Yes, it did.
Because your goal is to keep your staff and your residents safe. And so right off the bat, you got the news that this is going to be, that they're shutting things down.
Yeah.
What was happening at Seminary Village?
It was.
Seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it?
It does seem like a lot, because it has become the new norm.
Yeah.
You know, it has become normal.
It was scary. I was running, I remember one morning running to Peoria before 7 to try to get some more masks. And I mean, there was nothing.
Yeah.
There was, but man, they do a good job. Our corporate came through.
They did. We were one of the first campuses to close down.
We shut.
And at that time, people thought we were crazy. Yeah. And a week later, everything was shut down. And then they were praising us for being so.
Yeah.
And when you said shut down, Megan, you meant you locked out so no one could come in.
Right.
Except staff.
Right.
Okay.
And those are things that changed minute by minute. Those first few weeks were minute by minute. You know, when we got the news that no one under 18 was going to be allowed into the buildings to visit.
Yes.
By afternoon, it was nobody was going to be allowed into the.
Yeah.
You know, so it was just, it was evolving minute by minute, day by day.
There was one day, I think we had, what, 4? Conference calls and services.
It was just
have to educate your entire staff.
From 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock, it was totally different that day.
That's
it was like, wow, okay. So we and then we've figured out, especially in Bounce Back and long term, we had to set up units. We had to set up like a respiratory area. We had to when an individual comes from a hospital now, even in assisted and even in independent living, if they've been out to a hospital setting, we ask in the independent and in Hawthorne them to self-quarantine themselves.
Right, right.
In the manor, we have a actual hallway of quarantine. So, and it's, you get to giggling, and not that this is funny, but I mean, remember the movie E.T. and the big bubble? I mean,
that's
what you feel
what
like.
Yeah.
You know, it's got the, we say behind the plastic walls. So there's different, we've had to set different hallways up to different units. And then, you know, it's confusing as heck too. I mean, the nurses have to know, okay, in this hallway, I have to do this, 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 and this. I have to, you know, gown, glove, goggles. Then when I get done with my goggles, I have to do this to my goggles. I mean, it is such,
it's a lot.
It's a lot of work.
Wow.
It's, you know, there's, and then on this hallway, it's a little bit different, but on this hallway. So it's confusing, but we're getting it. We've had, the Department of Health in now twice. They're running around the state of Illinois checking facilities
and it's infection control.
Thank you. We call it the strike team, and they, we've gotten 2 perfect scores. So
congratulations.
We're getting it.
It says a lot for all of your staff.
Oh, it does. We've got a fantastic staff.
We're rated as a 5-star facility, and we want to keep it there. And so our standards are extremely high. And this has put an extremely amount of stress on our nurses, our office, our administrator. They still want to be perfect. And it's like, and thank goodness. Yeah. They're not dropping the standards, but it's difficult.
Darcy Thorpe is the marketing director of Seminary Village. Megan Brown is the manager of Seminary Estates. COVID-19 is the new norm and all of the safety procedures. But you're still, because we talked off air, you know, your business is hugging. It's providing care and love and support and to not just your residents, but also the families.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who are entrusting you with their loved one. How is that? That's been a struggle.
That has been a struggle. In Seminary Estates, it is a little bit different because my residents can go out to see their families.
Yes.
We just do a lot of educating so they think about where they're going and what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because what they do out there, just like with my staff, they come home and they bring it back to everyone else.
Right.
So everybody's been, we just continually educate about that possibility.
Yeah.
And it's been, I got to say, everybody is in it for the better of the whole.
That's
right. They really are.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It was extremely hard when we heard that families were not able to visit with their loved ones in person.
Yeah.
That has been probably a lot of tears have been shed. This has been since March.
Yeah.
And so we figured out ways. We do our activities department. God love them. We have iPads going everywhere doing, you know, that we've learned a lot about technology really quick.
Zoom meetings,
FaceTime.
Yeah. My activities people know probably everything about every family member in that facility now.
Yeah.
And a lot of window visits and, you know, we're doing what we can. And, it's just where we're at. Do we agree with it? No. We want them to be together. We want to be hugging and, but we got to keep them safe.
Well, the first big holiday that came through was Easter. And then Mother's Day. I bet that was tough.
Yes, Mother's Day was tough.
That was
tough.
The one I lost it. I think we all kind of cried.
It's,
because even me, I couldn't go see my own mom. You know, it's like you see it. It was tough.
It's still tough. I mean, every time there is a holiday, we feel it just as much as the residents do.
Right.
Because we're trying to stay safe for them as well.
Yeah.
So we feel what they feel too.
Megan Brown is the manager of Seminary Estates and Darcy Thorpe, marketing director of Seminary Village. Then you had Father's Day. Now here we are coming up on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
We don't even think that far ahead.
Don't.
I know, but I'm just.
I'm going to cry.
I know. My gosh. And with all of the spikes and all of that that's going on around the country and certainly here in Illinois.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the question is, I'm sure
what's
you get this
next?
From family members, what's next? When is this going to end?
We wish we had a crystal ball.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
I get just, that question multiple times a day.
Yeah. And a lot of the residents, they don't get it. They just don't. And it's hard to keep explaining this is why your loved one can't see you and what can we do? And we're trying everything we can do.
Well, Darcy, certainly for your memory care places there, Hawthorne Inn in the Manor.
Mm-hmm.
Those folks don't understand. They're in the stages of Alzheimer's, dementia. They don't know. They don't understand what's going on. Why can't I see?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't my daughter? Why hasn't my daughter been in to see me?
And just we with staff, they're always consistently redirecting or a new activity, a new hearts on our windows, like the hearts all over town. I mean, we've done whatever we can do to try to keep their minds pushing forward like the rest of us have to.
Yep.
And that's all we can do. Yeah, like I said, there's been a ton of tears.
Yeah.
And it's not the environment we want them to be in, but we're doing the best we can.
You have to keep them safe, and that's your biggest goal.
Yes.
Right.
To keep them safe. And you're doing a great job of that. So hopefully this will all end and we can get back to what was normal. So hats off to Tracy, your administrator.
Yes, definitely.
Your entire team there. You're doing just an amazing job. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. We'll get through this.
Yeah.
We got it. Seminary strong, we call it.
Yep, that's
we can
right.
do it.
And again, we want to mention real quick about CNAs.
Yes.
That is a definite need.
It's a need out there. If you're thinking, even if you were a CNA before and you let it lapse, call us. We can figure it out.
Yeah.
If you want to become a CNA, call us. We can get you started. We can help pay for that. So it's a definite need just because of COVID and not being able to do certain things in
That's
class.
Right.
But if you want any job on our campus, if you want to become part of our team, we want you. You know, please come and apply. We
have dietary, housekeeping.
Yeah. Sometimes desk positions come available. It's just come be part of our team.
Well, and
we'll welcome you.
In an age where, you know, a lot of people are out of work, you guys absolutely need people.
We need good people.
And your website's a great resource for employment opportunities.
Yep. Seminaryvillage.com. It's right on there. You can apply. just tell us what you're interested in. And I always tell people, because right now we're having an orientation group, if this isn't for you, this job, talk to us. We'll figure out. There's all kinds of campuses. There's all kinds of jobs. We will work with you.
All right. Darcy Thorpe.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Megan Brown.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us today on Galesburg Live. Again, thank you for you and your entire staff for everything you're doing. Come back and see us soon, okay?
Oh, we will.
We will.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.